Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Oh, there you are, Vin. I didn't know if you were in the room or not. It's Alice. It's good vibes and variety. That's what we got here. It's Alice at 97.3.
Good thing you didn't start trash talking me, huh?
Where the hell did that guy go? He's missing again.
I'm eating under the table.
Yeah. Smells good. Whatever you got going on over there. What did you say?
There's a little fort.
Oh, yeah.
There.
He does have a little fort. That's true.
No girls allowed.
Well, we carve out a little space where we can in this place. So, this part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Escape we got going with Bruno Mars. In Las Vegas all week. We've got a code word for you in 1 hour. You get another one at lunchtime. And Jane has it every hour on the fives in her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6. All day long. We'll give you code words. You text them to our contest line. Boom. You're in the running for Bruno Mars. And Las Vegas at Dolby Live, September 3rd, a two-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare for you and a guest. Yes, Finny, your hand is up.
I have a question.
What is it?
As the premier Tinseltown tattler.
What are you going to tell me?
I'm not going to. I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're not the premier Tinseltown
no,
tattler?
Are the
oh,
one. No,
no I'm just I just read Tim's every day.
I have a question of you, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, what is it?
So, I was just reading in the news about how Bill Belichick is caught in this situation now where people are worried, but also they can't figure out how the heck the old football coach finds himself with a 20-year-old yelling from the side of an interview.
With a diamond on, by the way. She was just spotted with a diamond. And she just released some letter, some scathing letter email that he had written about that interview that he did the other day. Like, she leaked it. She leaked a thing. Like,
to defend herself.
I guess. I'm not sure. So, she does seem, all of a sudden, she's a little bit out of control.
My question is, okay. Is it wrong for Bill Belichick to say at some point, do you know who the hell I am? Like, is that wrong?
If he wants to continue getting that sweet, sweet 24-year-old, you know what? Yeah, then it's wrong.
Oh.
For him. You know, for all of us, we don't care.
Well, the deep state rumors, the online sleuths are saying, it's all because they brought up how they met. And a lot of people are saying they didn't meet on a plane.
Oh, because that's the story, is that they were both in first class and...
A lot of people are saying, and again, this is online sleuths.
She's a hooker.
That she might have been somebody that he met professionally, and they had to come up with a backstory, and the backstory was that they met on a plane. That's online rumor.
Are you saying that she was on like Raya or whatever that high end dating service is?
I've heard escort.
Oh, full on prostitute.
I mean, again,
hey, hooker.
This is just online sleuths, you know, kind of Reddit stuff, but. Because the one question that she really got annoyed with in that interview evidently was about the meeting, and she doesn't want to talk. Like,
she jumped up and said,
we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Well,
so, I mean,
or
again,
possibly she just wanted to keep it on the football tip. She didn't want any. She wanted to. Yes, Vinny's hand is up once
another
again.
Quick question.
Shoots right up there.
Have you ever said to John, do you know who the hell I am?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
You haven't.
You know who I wouldn't be without John? Sarah. So, he asked me all the time, do you know who I am?
You're the guy that does all
John.
The stuff, all the hard things around the house, and I should just not have an opinion about that.
So, John, big times you?
He could. He doesn't, but he definitely could. I think right. The power dynamic at my house is not what you think.
Do you ever do that to your kids, Vin? Do you know who I am, kids?
No, but they have a small amount of idea and a little respect because someone will come up and be like, oh my God, I love your show. And they just look at that interaction with big, like, eyes. Like,
googly eyes, yeah.
What is happening here?
Yeah. I hope it stays
People
that way
love
for you.
My dad.
It became the thorn in my kids' side as they grew up. There was no more. I was not allowed to post anymore after about age 13 for both of them.
Well, and we're headed that direction, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll be into it. I don't know. Okay, so have we done any stories yet? I don't think we have. Oh,
Belichick.
We did talk about Bill Belichick, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. Survivor's on tonight. It's not too late for you to join us. I think we're like midway through the season. Wait, now hold on. Bob is nodding. Are you watching Survivor?
I'm going to catch up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good luck. You don't have to watch the whole things. You know, there's a pretty good recap at the beginning of each one. I'd love to have you guys.
I did go back and watch the one with the girl with the tilde board, and that everybody said was one of the best episodes where she freaked out and everything. I went and watched that one, and I found that I could watch it without having watched the other ones.
Yeah. You catch right up. And now there are fewer people to learn their names too. So maybe don't go back and catch up. Just watch the last week's recap and move forward. You get to know everybody.
I hear your recaps every week. It's like I watch it.
Yeah, I feel like those are a little bit self-indulgent, but I do love talking about it with Vinny, so Fridays at 6 a.m., everybody. Anyway, Survivor's on tonight. I don't watch it until tomorrow, so Friday morning is when we normally talk about it. I have a chunk to do on Christie Brinkley today. All right, by a show of hands, who knows who Christie Brinkley is? Yeah, no hand from Bob. Christie Brinkley is like the all-time supermodel. She's got to be in her late 60s at this point.
She is the lady.
She might have just turned 70. I'm going to get her age.
In Vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's her. Like that stunning, most beautiful
71
woman
now.
In the world. Like he's sitting there with his family as she pulls up. And is it like a Lamborghini? I haven't rewatched National Lamborghini.
She's the one in the pool, right?
The Ferrari, red Ferrari.
Yeah, whatever it is, pulls up. And then he's, you know, making eyes with her. It's just such a classic scene. But she plays and pulls it the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life.
When I was a kid in the 70s, she would have been, so she's about, I don't know, maybe 13 years older than me. And she was the star of every cover of every, like, you know, 17 magazine and all the makeup magazines and all the crap that you get at the supermarket. Like, Christie Brinkley was all, she was just the biggest model. And it was all about that gorgeous smile. And she is 70. I'm looking at pictures of her. She's 71. She is absolutely still so stunning. Mm-hmm. She's just beautiful.
And people that watch Parks and Rec will know her. She played Jerry's, like Jerry Gergic is like this big dumpy guy and he has this wife and everybody's like, oh, how is she your wife?
This is in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it's in Parks and Rec. She's great on it. She just plays like, oh, I just love him so much. She's wonderful on it. So
that's right. Great.
So don't look up any more stuff about her because I do have a Christie Brinkley game coming up.
Oh, because
games, they're so fun. Christie Brinkley released a memoir yesterday. It's called Uptown Girl. And in it, she includes stories about her marriages to Billy Joel. Oh, did you already find that? Did you look it up? Stop looking stuff up. There's a game. Billy Joel, he had some pretty big drinking problems. She actually said that she was super hesitant to include some of these stories because she doesn't want to badmouth him. And he's still someone that she loves. They were married from 1985 to 1994. They do have a daughter. I don't see her name in this story, but she's
Her name is Sailor, isn't it?
No, that's her other daughter. That's the one she had with her later husband. I think his name, it's not Peter Cook, but it's close to that. Hold on. It isn't Peter Cook. It is Peter Cook.
It's Peter Cook?
Yes, her second husband is Peter Cook.
They're not, they have Alexa Ray.
Alexa Ray. So she has dark hair, and she has a very Billy Joel look, and she's a singer and stuff, too.
Yeah, like, she unfortunately took after Billy.
She did, but she's still pretty. She got all the best things about Billy Joel in her. She's very pretty.
Really?
Right. So they were married from 85 to 94. They had this one daughter, Alexa Ray. Christie says that Billy once drunkenly ate spaghetti standing over a pan on the stove and just was eating the spaghetti. He's hammered. And then he accuses the family of eating it and kicked them out of the house. She says, I hesitated to put that scene in the book, but at the same time, it demonstrates what I was up against. I was 100% dedicated to Billy, but I never told anybody about our issues, not even my friends. It was very difficult in that way, but we had a child together. I was trying to protect my family. I knew that there had to be some way to help him and not always get to that point where this person who you love is suddenly a stranger to you. She also shared, this is Christie Brinkley, supermodel. If you're over 30, maybe you know about Christie Brinkley. She shared another time when Billy had disappeared all day and returned just before dawn, stumbling out of a cab and ill-tempered. And in an interview earlier this month, she said she never wanted to end things, but his drinking was bigger than both of them. It became its own thing. And the quote is, in the end, when the relationship isn't functioning the way you want it to anymore, that's the worst kind of loneliness because you just can't make it work together. And it's painful. So she delves into her entire journey in this book, this new book that came out yesterday. Lots of stories about her marriages. The Peter Cook thing.
That is funny. I did not know that.
You know what's funny? I was like, it can't be Peter Cook because it's not our Peter Cook.
Right. We have a Peter
Lighthouse
Cook.
Realty.
If you're new to the show, I have a very good friend.
Your realtor.
My realtor. Yeah.
Peter Cook had an affair. So she marries him after Billy Joel. And she recounts the moment that she discovered his affair with an 18-year-old, which came to light when the girl's father informed her of it at graduation.
Oh. At high school
graduation. Like, I guess, sailor's graduation.
Yeah, so her daughter must also be graduating then?
I guess at that point. This led to a very taxing divorce. She talks about in a custody battle because I guess they have some younger kids too.
Her and Peter Cook.
Yes. And then she marries this guy, Richard Taubman. And she, I guess that she has an abusive biological father, someone who's not in her life. Christie Brinkley does. Mm. And she told him and he reached out and he was trying to get at this biological father.
Fight him?
No. Almost work him.
I don't know what you mean by work him.
She says, he contacted her strange and abusive biological father without her consent, and she said she considered it a betrayal that contributed to the end of their marriage. So I didn't read the chunk in the book, but from the couple stories I read about this, it sounded like he was trying to get something out of this guy.
Financial.
I don't know why he would, though. He's married to Christie Brinkley. Anyway, I guess you'll have to read the book. Oh. So throughout the memoir, she's emphasizing resilience, self-discovery, the importance of finding magic in every moment, which all of those things are great.
So are you saying, without saying, that the husband that was dating the 18-year-old, that caused a breakup?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was the final straw or just the beginning.
They'd actually been together a really long time and had several kids, it sounds like. I know they had Sailor at least. And for her to be at the graduation when the father of the 18-year-old that her husband is banging says, hey, Christy, by the way, those two, they're a thing. Your daughter's friend.
You know that.
And your husband.
That just sick to your stomach feeling. Mm. And she's getting that at a graduation event.
What fun.
Oh.
I know. I'll bet she's got a great story. So I figured that maybe you guys would like to thrash the 30-year-old on the show. I have a little Christie Brinkley quiz here. And we'll see. Some of these you won't know the answer to, so she's got as much of a chance as you. But some of these you guys are going to crush.
All right.
So here we go. Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley, supermodel, was discovered by a photographer while doing what? Surfing in Malibu. Backpacking through Paris. Working at a ski lodge, taking acting classes in New York. What do you think, guys? Christie Brinkley, discovered by a photographer as a model. She was surfing in Malibu, backpacking through Paris, working at a ski lodge, or taking acting classes in New York.
I'm going to say backpacking in Paris, Bob.
Okay.
I'm going to go with surfing. Why not?
Okay.
I'm going to say ski lodge.
It's backpacking through Paris. Correct answer there.
Paris, home of the fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure someone walked up and went, okay, you're real. because I'm now in front of you and you're just randomly walking around the streets of Paris. Let me take you to superstardom.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Would you like to come with me?
I swear I'm not a sex trafficker. I'm not going to get you down that alley and put a bag over your head
God.
And sell you to someone.
Ay, ay, ay. All right.
That's dicey, you know?
Well, but still, there it is. Like, that's someone who's so stunningly beautiful that someone else went,
all right,
wee, God. Wee! Or whatever they say.
Wee, wee. Sounds like it. Magnifique.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, are you kidding? You don't already model?
Right. You aren't someone who occurs naturally in nature. Next up, which Billy Joel song was written about Christy Brinkley? She's Got Away, Uptown Girl, Just the Way You Are, or Big Shot?
Bob?
I'm going to say Uptown Girl.
Yeah, you got that right.
That is the name of the book.
Yeah. Oh, right. You actually know. I actually tried to fly right by that. I figured no one's going to notice that. All of you got that right. Would you have known that if I didn't tell you the name of the book?
No.
Oh, well. Did you know that he actually started writing Uptown Girl about Elle Macpherson?
Oh,
I did. But then I think they got Christy for the video or something. Because it ended up being her song.
Elle Macpherson was at the very tippy top of a fantasy list that I had going.
She's another model you've never heard of. They called her the body.
Jesus, that lady.
Mm-hmm. Next up, true or false, just true or false. Christy Brinkley once starred on Broadway playing Roxy Hart in Chicago and absolutely slayed it, got good reviews. Not really known for her acting. Christy Brinkley once starred on Broadway playing Roxy Hart in Chicago and absolutely slayed it. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
True.
True.
It is true.
Huh.
Too weird and obscure to
I know.
Be false.
That's a big part. And to play it on Broadway, I've seen her act. She can't.
She can?
No, she can't.
Just told you she
right.
was
She was
the
in
star
a vacation movie.
Of the vacation movie, she was stunning. Mm-hmm. She was the fantasy
Her whole
girl.
Job in that was to be hot. She
right.
had that down already.
Yes.
Yeah. Singing, dancing, that's big. That's a big part. Which of these brands, this is the final question, which of these brands, which I haven't even heard of any of these brands, well, I've heard of one of them. Which of these brands has Christy Brinkley not officially represented? CoverGirl, Total Gym, Proactive, or Hairfinity? One of those she hasn't represented.
I'm going to say Proactive.
I'm going with Proactive as well, yeah.
It seems too weird to include, though, so I'm not going to pick it. What were the other ones?
CoverGirl, Total Gym, Proactive, and Hairfinity. One of those she did not represent.
The last one.
Hairfinity?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's the one that she did not represent. We're tied. Vinny and Bob have won. It ends in a tie. That's all the ones
okay.
I have. Yeah. Do you need it to... Oh, I guess we need to play the song, don't we? Oh, well, we can't. I just don't have one. I didn't think we'd end in a tie. Next story. By the way, that was all about Christy Brinkley. She has a book out. It came out yesterday. It's called Uptown Girl. And it sounds juicy. Prince William is increasingly being prepared to assume the role of King of England. His dad, King Charles III, he's got some kind of cancer. He's got something going on. And while he is still going to some of his events and responsibilities, Prince William's been filling in for him quite a bit. So that transition may take place sooner rather than later. I mean, his mom, God, she looked, I don't even know how old she was, but she was old. Like, I don't think she made it to 100, but she got close.
Well, that was one of the stories is she wouldn't ever,
right? Wouldn't just hand it down. Because she was like, no, you can't. I think not.
It says a lot about what she thought his ability to lead
right.
was.
No! I think not. I think he cannot do it.
I raised that boy.
Right. When I'm dead, he can take over. And then swiftly, Prince William will take over. So Prince William, they say they're working with him. They're getting ready to do some kind of a switch over here. He's represented King Charles III at significant international events, including the funeral of Pope Francis and the reopening of Notre Dame. There's a lot of people yapping about this. One of the other things that apparently he's planning on stripping Prince Harry and Meghan Markle of their his or her HRH distinction, his or her Royal Highness, the titles, upon ascending the throne. The dad, the current king, did not do that. He backed out of the family and, you know, some things have been stripped from him, but his title remains. And I want to say the kids' titles remain as well. And William, I guess, is pissed because he's like, no, I'm stripping them. The minute I'm the king, their royal titles are going to go. Supposedly. Now, this is all, you know, the BBC digging around the corners of the royal palace. They say the decision follows Meghan's recent use of the HRH style in personal correspondence. There's some kind of gift basket that was sent to some podcast host that included a note signed with the compliments of HRH, the Duchess of Sussex. Her Royal Highness. How dare she make that distinction?
All right.
So, looks like that may get revoked. And let me see if I can squeeze one more thing in here. Oh, you know what? There's a story today. I'll post it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Jeremy Renner's talking about he has a book. It's called My Final Breath. And he's talking about the accident that happened New Year's Day 2023, where he was run over by a snowplow in his driveway. And some of the stuff I have here in this little story, it's very, it just reminds me of how bad. He's like, I died. And they say actually that when emergency workers got on scene, he did have a pulse, but it was like 18 beats a minute. Like it was barely there. He said, as I lay on the ice, my heart rate slowed. And right there on that New Year's Day, unknown to my daughter, my sisters, my friends, my father, my mother, I just got tired. After about 30 minutes on the ice of breathing manually for so long, an effort akin to doing 10 to 20 push-ups per minute for half an hour, that's when I died. I died right there on the driveway to my house. He actually talks about his experience and what he could see at that point. He said he felt beautiful and fantastic energy. It really goes on. I mean, if this is something that you're interested in reading, it is. I wound up reading the whole story. In death, there was no time, no time at all. Yes, it also was all time and forever. I could see my entire lifetime, everything at once. Yeah. And he details the accident as well. So I'll put the story up. And then if you want the book, it's called My Final Breath, about his incident with a snowplow. Which was so crazy.
His own.
Oops, I'm stuck in my, oh no. Boy, that was a thing. You remember the pictures like right afterward? Like there wasn't a piece of him that wasn't bruised and bloodied. It's just crazy.
Snowplow.
Heavy.
Right on top of him.
And like a snow cat too. Like one of those tractor tread climbers. Not just like the snowplow that your dad's got on the front of his F-150. If you live on the East Coast, everybody has that. So
they do?
I've just realized nobody out here is going to know what I'm talking about. All right, what you got coming
up,
Ben?
Speaking of, someone wrote in and said, married? Is that East Coast accent still lingering, Sarah? I love it.
Married?
Married. Married.
What about married?
Married.
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 You going to get married?
Married.
You get married?
Married.
Married?
Married.
Married. That's
married.
Weird.
Married.
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 I'm getting married. Well, you say you're getting married.
I'm getting married.
She is a little bit more, but she's more mare, not married.
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 You're getting married. You're getting married.
The latest.
All right.
In anti-aging technology after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Come join us for our live broadcast a week from Friday, May 9th. We're so excited. We haven't done a live broadcast for so long.
I'm going to think about going to that.
Oh, yeah, you should go.
Could be fun.
Seems like it's going to be pretty fun. It's Cache Creek Casino Resort. We'd love to have you there. Just a live show, live morning show, same time, same bat channel, but you can come and join us for that. All the details are at radioalice.com.
I hope we have coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And internet. Internet and coffee. Those are the only things we need.
I've that's all covered.
Great.
We're gonna have both.
Woo-hoo! Fact. You already know.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I'm looking
great
for.
Great news.
That's all I really need.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For over 60 years, Fremont Bank has been proud to support Tri-Valley nonprofits and the people who make our community thrive. Explore FremontBank.com today. Early clouds, sun later. Warriors are at Houston, 4:30 tip time, and with a win, we move on. Go Warriors. Let's all try to be there.
One more win.
Today at 4:30.
That's all it's going to take.
No, kids, we're not going to the skate park. Daddy lost his wallet, and the Warriors are on.
Warriors!
It's too much. Too much stuff. Dad can't handle it. I'll end up there. I guarantee it.
Of course
you
will.
Wrapped around their silly little fingers.
Just don't look at your phone, and you won't get the updates, and then you can get home and watch it on demand.
Today is National Honesty Day.
Oh.
Do with that what you want.
Tell the truth for once.
Or don't. Maybe you shouldn't.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Well, this first story is latest anti-aging obsession.
Oh my God, tell me everything. Am I too old for this one?
Oh, I think it's stupid.
There's going to be a cure for it by the time I'm 80.
It's just stupid. I don't get it. You can explain it after I show you the pictures. And now this is out of, let me make sure... They're just saying a bizarre new beauty trend is taking hold in Asia.
Okay.
So they're not specific.
It's always Asia.
Now, there was a thing the other day where you were talking about that girl who I think she was maybe 30 years old and she turned herself into like a 12-year-old white girl.
Yep. And
like had, hundreds of surgeries.
Yeah, and had surgery at the age of 14 because her mom said,
"Yeah,
you'll be better. You'll thank me when you're older." Anyway, there's a business in Thailand saying they've received over 500 people in line for this treatment. They've been bombarded with inquiries over this new cosmetic treatment that involves tattooing bright pink on the kneecaps, armpits, and other. Here's what it looks like.
I don't get
okay,
it.
Okay, here is the bright. It looks like a rash is what it looks like. It looks like a rash.
Why would I want that?
Why would you want that?
And
that is.
Is that.
Your job is to explain why we would want that.
And how is this a youth thing, too? Is this. I don't get this treatment. I don't understand.
Each knee costs about $120.
Okay.
So they just pink. Your knee, the whole thing.
The whole.
There's no real artistry there.
Is it around the whole joint? They're just
put
it.
The whole kneecap gets pinked, just like that armpit. There you go.
Oh boy, it almost makes you look like a weird robot lady or something, like some weird Hello Kitty body.
The procedures don't stop there. The clinic offers genital, elbow, armpit, heel, scalp pinking.
Back of the heel is crazy.
To help
crazy.
You maintain a youthful appearance.
Does that make you look more youthful or just more idiotic?
Now, maybe this will help you understand it.
Okay, yeah. Give me everything. What do you
pale
got?
Pale skin with pink undertones has long been the beauty standard in the Far East, stretching back as far as the geishas in Japan.
Peaches and cream.
A darker complexion in Asian countries has become synonymous with working in the fields.
Oh.
So it's looked down upon as opposed to someone who is out of the sun living a more comfortable cosmopolitan life. So the paler skin is part of a social
status.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
But I mean, the vividness of this pink, though, is sort of unsettling.
What we're seeing is the procedure being done, so maybe it smooths out after time.
Yeah.
And they say because of the spots they're doing, and this is tends to be true, certain spots you tattoo, it doesn't always take.
Oh.
Like if you tattoo the palm of your hand or the heel of your foot,
You shed enough skin that it's going to eventually go.
It will start to fade much more quickly than, say, a really packed with color spot on your shoulder, which will stay forever without question.
Even though you do still shed cells from there.
Yeah, it's not the same as the, like the bottom of the foot, the palm of the hand.
We do grind off. Yeah, they're heavy use areas.
Anyway, maybe you'll see this and think it's beautiful. I don't get it, but it is definitely something they mentioned as being a sign of social status.
Well, I thought it was going to be just some fun trick to look younger. But
it looks like a rash.
It doesn't look good. It does look like it looks like an injury.
It's up on the Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody wants to check it out.
And the knee one is so dumb looking. It's just like, it make you look like you just performed that one job that, you know?
Well, like, there's that. There's also people with psoriasis who would say, that looks like what I have, and I would do anything to not have it.
Right. Well, go to China, and you'll be, or, you know, wherever in Asia. I don't know, is this just happening in China?
I think it was Thailand.
They use the term, they use the word Asia, so I was very like, maybe this is...
Maybe it starts in Thailand and
going around,
out.
I don't know.
What a weird thing, though. That doesn't look, our sensibilities are different, though.
95% of single women agree on one thing.
The bear. Is it the bear?
I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Don't guess.
I'm not going to guess. All right, I won't guess.
95% of single... And edit that for me, please. I'll start again.
Okay. Yeah,
95... Don't prompt her. I saw what you
prompt
prompted.
Her. What?
You're giving her like, you say it. 95% of single women agree on one thing. One? 95? All of you all agree on the same thing. Blaine Anderson, a professional dating coach, conducted a study among more than 10,000 women across the United States and the UK earlier this year.
Okay.
And there's one thing they all agree on. What could it be that all the ladies agree
on? Is it size matters?
Wow.
I'm just trying to think of things that it could be.
I asked you not to guess anything.
Oh, I forgot. I wasn't supposed to be guessing. I'm just guessing, various things that all the ladies might agree on.
You're making it. It's not helpful at all.
Is it because you don't have this thing? What's going on?
Why
are you anti me guessing?
I'm real nervous to find out.
It's hurtful. Like, what's it gonna be? The bear is hurtful, and the giant wiener thing is hurtful.
I didn't say giant. Size matters that direction too. There's a range. There's like an acceptable range.
Okay, what is your acceptable range before we
move
on?
Well, it's not giant and it's not microscopic.
This dating coach says that her study tells her 95% of single women agreed on one thing, and it is they want to be approached more by men in public.
Huh.
They want to be approached more by men in public. Now, I have heard women will go to great lengths, including put on a ring that appears to be a wedding ring in an effort to keep men from approaching them. And yet, 95% of you agree.
Maybe she left out one word. They're like, it's a typo.
No.
Want men to approach them in public.
She is saying
95% of the women on this show don't need any more approaches.
We surveyed over 13,000. Now, you're not single, just for the record, either of you.
That's true.
But they surveyed 13,000 single women from the U.S. and the U.K. and learned that 95% wish they were approached more often in real life. Now, they do say there's a right and a wrong way to approach someone.
Yes.
And often, and I know this just from friends I've had, that I had a buddy that was like the guy, like if we all got together and it was a party night and we're headed to, it's still early, but it's Friday night. He's already working on it at stoplights on the drive to wherever we're going. Hey, roll down. Hey, yo. You know, and you're just like.
Is this the carcasses carcass
no,
guy?
No, it's not. But it's.
We had some good friends.
You know what? But he was that guy.
He was a quantity guy. He was like, if you throw out enough fishing lines, you're bound to catch a fish.
He did it. You know, there were people who responded with this.
The bird.
And he'd be like, all right, well, see you later. And then like it didn't.
Right. He didn't know what he was going to strike gold. Game.
He was just playing it. Didn't hurt him. Yeah. Or
did he ever get laid?
Yes. A lot.
Good. Craig. Good for him.
Yep. He did. Mm. Now. I would think most women would see that coming and be like, oh, this guy. This is what's wrong with men approaching women. It's that, hey, yo, roll your window down while you're driving at a stoplight.
It is without qualifiers, I would say, that there aren't women who want guys to be coming onto them in public all the time. But with parameters, sure. People want attention. So if they're single and looking, you know, for man meat to hook up with.
Here's what I'll say. In an effort to just...
Is that not okay?
Throw some... You can't say man meat?
I think you can.
No. I was going to ask you a question.
I thought you were trying to shut me up.
I may want to be dating sometime. Please to explain, what is the proper approach? Because I would never think to approach a woman that I see. I'd like to. There's different people I see, and I'm like, I'd like to find out what her deal is.
I swear to you, it's so funny that... Like, I have been someone who will do this. I'll see someone I like, and I will, as long as they're not at work, then I'll try it. I'll walk up and say,
they're not trapped there behind the counter.
If someone's at work, you're like, what are you doing? You're going to get someone while they're, you know.
They're trapped. They can't leave. They're going to get fired if they don't let you talk to them.
So you walk up to just, you know, you see somebody, you feel comfortable.
I'm not saying that I made that a regular thing, but there have been times where I've seen someone and gone, I am completely into that chick.
I'm smitten.
I've got to figure out how to talk to her. And it just comes down to saying hi and hope and
hope for the best.
There's a conversation that comes out of that. Let me go back, though, and just tell you what I think.
Okay.
What I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, texters, 800-400-3697, is that now that we have the dating apps and those don't work, and are so frustrating, and so many people hate that game, they probably have warmed to the idea of someone saying hey and meeting them in real life and being able to even say that. We met in real life is now probably said
that's
less
the unicorn,
often.
Right.
Yeah, that's said less often than the person who says we hooked up on Match or Bumble or whatever the others are, Tinder.
And we hit it off.
Could that be it?
Maybe. It does. I feel like it's a hard time for dudes right now nice dudes and bad dudes.
Agreed.
To make any kind of an approach. And I think that women are guarded because we will take the bear. And, you know, just to refer back to that, men are dangerous.
Right.
They can be.
That's the bear. It's the, am I, what is the one? Am I mansplaining? No, I just said hi. That's only
those are only
two letters.
Yeah.
I'm not mansplaining.
I didn't explain how greetings work why you have to.
Am I manspreading? No, I'm standing, so my legs are closed. Let me go down the list.
Am I demonstrating toxic masculinity? Am I in a position of power?
You see, there's a lot of pitfalls there.
There are.
And no one wants to be caught in any one of those.
Yeah.
It appears women would prefer, if possible, to meet someone in real life.
Yeah, it's just hard for dudes to not be skeevy. So, you know, if you could just say hello and somehow leave it at that.
They say here,
I don't know.
It's great
approaching
advice.
In public is tough, but clearly single women across the world are fans of it. You just need to do it the right way.
Okay.
One of the things they mention is eye contact. So if you can get eye contact with someone and there's a little... smile or anything that doesn't
little thrill.
If she turns and runs,
let her go.
It's clear.
Yeah, don't run
don't
after her.
Don't chase her down. That's not the right.
She's
way.
Not a bird. You're not a dog.
I'm writing this down. Don't chase them. Don't. Down.
You're not a cat. Okay. She's not a mouse.
All right.
She wants to go.
Eye contact. Don't chase them down. Got it.
So far, so good.
Anyway, I don't have that. This person makes a living doing this, so they want people to check with the dating. let me find her. Blaine Anderson, a professional dating coach, is withholding the actual, you know, ways to approach.
Blaine.
But saying 95% of single women agree they want to be approached in public more.
In public, is that a key phrase in this as well? Like, they don't want you waiting for them in a parking lot.
No, I think that what they mean is in real life.
Okay.
IRL.
Right. In public, like at the supermarket, where you're hanging weirdly by the melons because
well, that's it.
You feel
you
at home
perch
amongst
up.
Them.
Like, that's yeah. not going to, you have to hope there's a, that's the key, probably too. If there's a moment where you meet someone or get eye contact, hey, or hi, well, like, I don't know how you do that smoothly because I think it's kind of going to come out clunky no matter how hard you try, but it's got to be seize the moment and right. not. I'm going to go back to that grocery store every day at 3 o'clock and wait for that girl to come back.
You know, and keep
hope
it
for
friendly.
My moment this time.
Like the line between a friendly hello and a creepy feeling is, it's a short distance from what, you know, it just, you certainly don't want to run into someone in the deli section and they're all like, oh. And then you see him again on aisle 3, and then there they are hanging by the melons, of course.
Okay, here's the texters are speaking. Okay,
let's hear it, texters.
As a single person, I would like it if someone started a casual conversation. I'm not going to be on a dating app. 650, yes, because dating apps do suck. Christy in Chattanooga. Chattanooga?
Well, Chattanooga's weighing in a lot. Hey, Christy.
I have never even attempted an online app. Approach us in person.
Do you think that there's any possibility that this online dating thing will fade away?
What they're saying here, another texter says, it's vintage dating. What's old is new again.
Oh, what goes around comes around. Everything old is new again.
No way 95% of single women want a random dude to come up and start talking to them.
You know what, though? They do want the right random dude to come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you don't know.
Why
till...
can't I hear you? If you're going to talk, talk. This is your time to shine.
I was just going to say, the key is that you're attracted to the person coming up to you.
Right.
So if you don't think they're cute,
then you hate them and you want them to get away.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hate when people come up to me in the right. supermarket. If they're cute, you're into
it. Oh my God,
it.
It's so great. This cute boy came up to me.
Well, how are we supposed to figure that out?
I know. That's
what I assume. If I think there's somebody's no good looking, they're not going to be interested in me.
I don't know. You were batting 1,000 one time.
Yeah, well, times have changed.
Sarah said they left a word out. I believe it was not approach.
Don't.
Or don't. Yeah. This one says, yeah, they left the word out. It's hot. Hot men. They want hot men to approach them.
Exactly.
That's the word that was left out.
Yep. Ding, ding. No shame.
I do think I really believe the key is if you have a random kind of conversation, whether it's in a grocery store, in right. line, or whatever, like that's a moment you got to seize, and most people aren't ready.
Yeah.
They probably.
It's hard to make small talk with a total stranger, too, especially if you're interested, because then you're like a little bit like, oh no, she's so cute. I want to say.
Well, I think the opposite. I think the small talk is the easy part. It's realizing, wait a minute. I'm talking to a hot chick.
I got to get a number. I got to get something going here.
Of substance here. Mm. I'm not a bear. Wait, I am a bear.
Wait, no, hold on.
What am I? Ah, fudge.
I'm just a nice guy. That's all. I'm going to break into a Broadway musical song. Maybe you'll like that. No? Okay, bye.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
All right. Misery, Stephen King, and more.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.